Today's daf is Tmura Dav Zayin, and we are at the second wide line on Dav Vav Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Sora Aliza. So we're moving along in the beginning of Masechtas Tmura, and in the very first week of the Masechta, we've already encountered some pretty intense sugyas. The sugya of Lav She'im Bei Maisa, Tmura is an anomaly in that although it's a Lav She'im Bei Maisa, you affect Tmura by talking, Harezu Tmura Zeh, stating that you get Malkus. Ordinarily, the rule is Lav She'im Bei Maisa, ain't like an Olaf. The Gemara said there's three exceptions, Nishba, Meimor, Umakalo, Meimor is Tmura. We learned the Sugya yesterday, the Machloikis, Abaya, Virava, whether Iovid Mahani or Iovid Loi Mahani. We spoke out a little bit from Reb Kiveger's Marocha. Either way, today's daf is a completely different Sugya, and it's going to discuss the Halachos of Balmum. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Kol Asher Boi Mum, Loi Sakrivu. So the truth is that before we start the Gemara, it's worth going through some of the Pesukim. So the Pesukim are in Parshas Emor. The Pesuk says as follows, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemer, Daber al Aharim vel Bonov, vel Kol Bnei Yisrael v'yomarto aleim, Ish Ish mi Beis Yisrael, min Ager bi Yisrael, Asher Yakriv Korbonoi l'chol Nidreyem, l'chol Nidvoisam Asher Yakrivu l'Hashem l'Oilo. So the Pesuk is presenting the concept that a yid has an ability to make a neder and a dava to bring a carbon. Says the Torah, if you want to bring a carbon, you have to make sure. Number one, you have to make sure that the animal is a tamim. It has to be complete. It can't have a mum. Kol asher boi mum, loy sakrivu. Ki loy l'ratzen yelachem. If the animal has a mum, loy sakrivu. V'ishki yakriv zevach shom l'ashem. L'falei neder l'nadover babakor batzoin. Tomim yeh l'ratzen. Again, it has to be a tomim. Kol mum lo yeh boi. You have to make sure there's no mum. The pasuk continues. Averes oishavar, oicharutz oyabeles, oigarav oyalefes. These are examples of mumen. Loisakrivu elo l'Hashem. Again, you can't be makriv them. V'ishel loisitnu mehem ala mizbeach l'Hashem. And you can't put them on the fire, which is on the mizbeach. The pasuk continues. V'shor v'ses saruah v'kolot. Again, examples of mumen. Nedavet hasa oisai ulened alo yirotze. You can't bring them as a carbon. Umalch v'chasos v'nasuk v'charus. Loisakrivu l'Hashem. Again, uva'artzachem loisasu, and then finally umiyad benechar. Even if a non-Jew is going to bring a carbon, loisakrivu eslechem eloikechem mikoleila. From them too, you're not allowed to take a carbon that has a mum. Ki mashchasim bohem mum bam loyeratzulachem. So the pasuk says again and again and again and again. It's seven psukim with several azaros with regards to the concept that if an animal has a mum, you're not allowed to be makriv on the mizbeach. And the obvious question is, why do we need all these psukim? Why do we need the Torah to tell me the same thing again and again and again? Every pasuk, every word, every crown on every letter, the Torah is Dairish. So if that's the case, then what do we do with all these azaras? So we're going to see a little bit of that in the beginning of today's daf. So one of the pasukim that we just mentioned is Kalasha boy mum leisakrivu. Why the pasuk say that? If it's coming to tell me that there's an isit to shecht an animal that has a mum, obviously if it's kachim arik varam alamata, it says that somewhere else. What then is loisakrivu coming to teach? Teach me Bal Takdishu. It's coming to say that not only can you not take kachim that has a mum and shecht it, but you can't even be makdish an animal that has a mum. Meaning, you would think that the iser bal mum is, if you have an animal, it's kachim and has a mum, leisakrivu. You can't be makriv. The Torah says it so many times. But what if I have an animal that's chulin, that has a mum? Is there an iser for me to make it kachim? That's what that pasuk, kol asher boi mum leisakrivu, is coming to teach me. Not an iser hakrova, but actually an iser to be makdish. Mikan omru, hamakdish balei mumim legabi mizbeach, oivir mishum. If someone's makdish an animal that has a mum, he's makdish it kochem mizbeach. We'll see more about that later. The halacha is if he's afterwards makriv this animal, over mishum chamisha shemos, he's going to be over five lavin. What are the five lavin? Number one, mishum bal sakdishu, you weren't allowed to be makdish it in the first place, like we just said. Umishum bal tishchetu, you're not allowed to shecht it. Umishum bal tizruku, you can't do this rika with a balmum. Umishum bal saktiru kuloi, umishum bal saktiru miktsase. We're going to see later in the Gemara that if someone's makter part of an animal that has a mum, he's over an avera. If someone's makter the entire animal that has a balmum, he's over an avera. Thus, if you're makriv the entire animal, you're going to be leika for being makter part of the animal and for being makter the entire animal. We'll see, it's a machlokes abaye v'rova, but that's what the braisa says right now. That if somebody is makdish and then makriv an animal that has a mum, so one of the avoidas that he would have had to have done is Kabbalah, and you're going to get malchus for doing Kabbalah as well. Either way, it says in the Torah, kol ha-shaboy mum lo sakrivu. What's the chiddush of this pasuk? Again, to sit down and go through every single pasuk in this parasha is an avoida, pun intended. But for now, the pasuk that says kol ha-shaboy mum lo sakrivu includes that not only can't you be makriv an animal that has a mum, you can't even be makdish a behem maschulah with a mum, you can't even make it hektish. That in and of itself is a problem. And the Gemara says, mikan amru, that if someone would take an animal that's chulin, that has a mum, you'd be makdish it and be makriv it. If you're doing the math, if you're keeping score, you want to know how many lavin? It's 5 lavin, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda said it's a 6th, because Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda has Kabbalah with the Tanakh, Kama doesn't have Kabbalah. So it's a kolach about mum. Sakrivu's coming to teach me that you can't even be makdish an animal that has a mum. Maybe it's coming to teach me that you can't shecht an animal that has a mum. So the Brisa says, no, then I know already from somewhere else. Where's that somewhere else? The tiny relating to the Brisa. Iveris, Eshobar, Echorot, Ayabelis, Loi Sakrivu, Matamalam, Imbal Takdishu. If it's coming to tell me that you can't be makdish it, Hare Kvar Amor Lemala. That's the previous pasuk. Kol ha-shaboy mum le-sakrivu. Elma tamud lo-imar bal-sakrivu. What does this pasuk mean? Bal-tishchitu. It's coming to teach me that there's an iser shchita. V'isha le-sitnu mehen. It says that you're not allowed to take from the animal that has a mum and put it on the mizbeach. V'isha le-sitnu mehem ala mizbeach l'ashem elu ishin. That teaches me that you can't be makdir. You can't put it on the mizbeach. Ishim is milosh in the fire. That's the haktar. From there it would seem that maybe the entire animal you can't be makdir. But if someone's makdir only part of it, like a kezayis, maybe he wouldn't be chayef. Talmud loymar mayhem. Ishalay sitnu mayhem, even if it's only mayhem, some of the animal, that in and of itself is already a problem. Zrika's not minayin. How do you know Zrika? It says, V'ishalay sitnu mayhem ala mizbeach l'ashem. Isha is the fire. The dam didn't go on the fire. The dam went on the mizbeach. The question is, what part of the mizbeach? L'mayla michot ha-sikra, l'mata michot ha-sikra. The chattas went on the corners of the mizbeach, but it didn't go on the fire, and went on the mizbeach. So how do you know there's an Issa Zrika? Talmud loymer ala mizbeach. V'ishalay sitnu mayhem is one thing, ala mizbeach is another thing. L'ashem, what's that coming to teach me? L'rabbi so'ir ha-mishtalech. That the Sar Mishtalech also wasn't allowed to have a mum. That's a chiddush, because the Sar Mishtalech didn't go on the Mizbeach. The Sar Mishtalech went to the Midbar, Hamidbara. So you would have thought, what's the problem with the Sar Mishtalech having a mum? So that's the chiddush. Lashem is L'rabbi's Sar Mishtalech. Either way, this is the makar to the 5 shemos, the 5 lavin, that are associated with someone who's makdish an animal that has a mum, and someone's makdiv an animal that has a mum. Says the Gemara, Lashem L'rabbi, so could you tell me that the word Lashem is coming to be marbo Sar Mishtalech, but tiny benoit to the bray, so e-carbon. Now the context of this pasuk is the halach of Shchutei Chutz. We know that if someone has an animal that's gotchim, you're not allowed to shecht it outside the Azara, you can't be makriv outside of the Azara. It says in the Torah of Al Pesach Al Yomayid Lo Yevi'oi, if you have an animal that's roi to be brought into the Yomayid because it's kachim, you have to bring it into the Yomayid. And if you don't, it's a problem. Not only is it a problem, it's one of the chayvei krisos. Now, when the pasuk mentions the halacha of Shchutei Chutz, it says karpim. So, in the word carbon, it would seem that maybe only a carbon, says the Gemara. E carbon, shebeani, af kotche bedek abayis, shenikru carbon. You find that kotche bedek abayis is referred to as carbon. Kinyan shenema, v'nakriv is carbon Hashem. So you would have thought that if someone's makriv, an animal that's kotche bedek abayis, meaning the animal itself is not destined to go on the mizbeach, but it's destined to be sold, and the money that you get for selling it is going to go towards the bedek abayis. You would think that if someone's makriv an animal like that, Bachutz, he should be over the Isser Shchutei Chutz, because the definition of carbon is the word carbon, and you find Bedek Abayis is called carbon. Talmud Loimer Val Pesach Loyomoyed V'Goyim V'Haroy LePesach Loyomoyed Chayav Anol Meshem Shchutei Chutz She'ein Roy LePesach Loyomoyed Ein Chayav Anol Meshem Shchutei Chutz. That the only time there's an Isser Shchutei Chutz is if you have a carbon that's Roy Lovei Al Pesach Loyomoyed, meaning it's Roy to be brought as a carbon on the Mizbeach. Kachi Bedek Abayis, by definition, were not meant to be brought as karbonis on the Mizbeach, and that's why you don't have the halacha of Shchutei Chutz. Oitzi ani asei, lebo liyotzi paras chatas v'sar mishtalech, she'en ruin lepesach hoyomoyed. What about the paras chatas, which is the par aduma, and the sara mishtalech, and someone shechts them bachutz, with the bienes Shchutei Chutz, Talmud loymer l'ashem, and we learn from there, mishem miyuchadim l'ashem, yotzu elu, she'en miyuchadim l'ashem, even though they're ruin lovei al pesach hoyomoyed. Why? because even though right now they're not supposed to go a Pesach Chol Hamoed, but for some reason in this price, the Gemara is calling them Ru'uyin Lavei Pesach Chol Hamoed because there's nothing inherently wrong with them. Okay, but either way, says the Braisa, you would have thought that there should be an Issa Shchutei Chutz for Paras Chatos and Sarah Mishtaleach, Talmud Loimar Lashem, which is Mema'e, that the Sarah Mishtaleach is not called Lashem. So what's the kasha? It's a stira. In our sugya, we're saying that the word Lashem is marvis sarah mishtaleach. That the sarah mishtaleach that has a mum, you're getting involved in all these laven. In the sugya of shchutei chutz, the word Lashem is mima'et sarah mishtaleach. No, only Lashem, as opposed to the sarah mishtaleach. So which one is it? Is sarah mishtaleach included in the word Lashem? Or is sarah mishtaleach excluded from the word Lashem? You have two parashias in the Torah, two kachem parashias. One that says you can't be makriv an animal that has a mum. One that says you can't be makriv an animal bachotz. Both say the word Lashem. In one sugi, the word Lashem excludes the Sarah Mishtalech. And in the other sugi, the word Lashem includes Sarah Mishtalech. This is a blatant stira, says the Gemara. Amar Rava, Hasen Minyana Dekar. You always have to look at the context. Look at the context. Over there, as it relates to the parsha of Shkutei Chutz, it said, Vel Pesach Oyom Moyer Lo Yevi'oi, which the Gemara assumed was L'Rabbos. Somehow that was supposed to include Sarah Mishtalech. If that's the case, when the Torah then says Lashem, L'Hoitzi, it's coming to contrast. You would have thought, be marba. No, Lashem is L'Hoitzi. Hach over here, the Isha, where it says the word Isha, which is L'Hoitzi, because before the word Lashem, it sounds like the Isser is only to put it on the Mizbeach, and the Sarah Mishtalech didn't go on the Mizbeach. So if after Isha it says Lashem, so it must be it's coming to be marba. Lashem l'rabbis, Lashem, meaning the word Lashem could be marba, could be mamai. It can go both ways. The question is, what's the context? In the context of Shchutei Chutz, it sounds like it's coming to be mamait. In the context of Balmum, it sounds like it's coming to be marba. Says the Gemara, Tami the cause of Kro Lashem, Udalei Mais Sar Mishalech. It sounds like that we needed a word Lashem to include the Sar Mishalech to tell me that this is a problem if the Sar Mishalech has a mum. Holy Rabbi Kro Lashem, have a minu Sar Mishalech, Balmum Shapardom. Without a pasuk, I would have thought that it's okay for the Sar Mishalech to have a mum. Right? And it makes sense. The Sar Mishalech didn't go on the Mizbeach, so you could certainly hear why it would be okay, but the Gemara says it's a technical problem. You know why? We know that the two Seirim that were brought had to be identical. They had to look the same. They had to be the same height. They had to be mamish identical. They certainly both had to be Roy, to be brought Lashem, and they both couldn't have a mum. So says the Gemara, that why do I need a pasuk to tell me that the Sar Mishtaleach couldn't have a mum? L'chur anyways couldn't have a mum. Because the only time it's kosher to be the Sar Mishtaleach is if it was also kosher to be the Sar Lashem. So afraid the Gemara, we know, Ein Agoyro Kavua El Abadav Aroi. So if that's the case, then technically the Sar Mishtaleach should have to be a tamid. It shouldn't be able to have a mum. Meaning without a pasuk that says that Sar Mishtaleach per se requires that it should be a tamid. I anyways know the Sar Mishtaleach has to be a Tamim because the Sar Mishtaleach had to be possible to have been the Lashem, and the only way it could have been the Lashem is if it was a Tamim. So because of that credential, shouldn't it have to be a Tamim anyways? So the Gemara says, Rav Yosef, Amani Chanan Amitzri. You could always say that this price is going according to Chanan Mitzri. Who said, Afilu Dam Mekoyz, maybe Chaber Mezavigle. It's true that the ideal way and the perfect world way of establishing the Sar Lashem and the Sar Lazazel is through a Goyal. But what happens if they made the Goyal and then something happened to the Sar Lazazel? So the Koyan has, in Hanana Mitzri's dramatic case, he already did the Shechita and the Kabbalah and the Ilacha, and he has the Dam of the Sar Lashem in the Kois, and he's ready to take from the Dam Asar and put it on the Karna Yisamus Beach and to do this Rika in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and on the Hechel, on the Peroiches, etc., etc., and then something happens to Sar Mishtalech. It just drops dead of a heart attack. So what do you do then? Chanan Mitzri says, just bring another animal. Oh, so you see that it's possible to have a Sar Lazazel, a Sar Mishtalech, without needing the Goyro. In that case, you would have thought maybe it's okay for it to be a Balmum. You're right, well, you need the Goyro, then it can't be a Balmum. Because if you're going to have the Goyro, it has to be Roy to be the Sar Lashem. But what about in a case where you're not going to need the Goyro? But the Gemara says, one second, hey, the Shamalei Chanan Mitzri Vidichoy, Leitzorach HaGrolim Yishamalei. Chanan Mitzri never said that in that case where you're going to have to bring a new Sar Mishtalech, you're not going to have a Goyro. All he said was is that you can use the Dam of Lashem, which is in disagreement with the other Tanan who held that you wouldn't be able to use that Dam. Chana Mitzri just said you could use that dam, but at the same time you need a new Sar Mishtalech, and the way you establish a new Sar Mishtalech is again with a Goyer. So at the end of the day, the only way to have a Sar Mishtalech is with a Goyer. Once you need a Goyer, it has to be Ra'ui to be the Lashem. If that's the case, it can't have a Mum. So again, why do I need a Pasuk to tell me that Sar Mishtalech can't have a Mum? It anyways needs a Goyer, which means it has to be Ra'ui to be the Sar Lashem, which means by definition that it can't have a Mum, says the Gemara, right? Doma Maisi Umagro. Maybe the way they did it, even according to Chana Mitzri, was by having a Elamai Rabbi Yosef, Mani Rabbi Shimon. He tiny one to the price of Mesach, maybe Chaber Balei Agrolo. Rabbi Shimon said that if one of the animals died, you could bring the other one without a Goyer. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi said a different territory. Nitzrucha, Elok, Goyin Shahumim, Bay Bayoim, the Chiloloi Al Chaveri. What happened was they got a Mum, and now you were Mechalal it on another animal. The other animal that you're being mechalal it to, maybe that one doesn't have to. There, for sure, you're not doing a gadol. So good, I to come in. Bishlami meikara leyadin haimik for Lashem. Bishlami meikara when you're establishing the Lashem and the Lazazel for the first time. So being that there's a gadol, so maybe there's a halacha that it can't have a mum. But over here, aval halacha kibit the inker sham loy lucky. But over here, you know for sure that this animal that you're bringing to the table is going to be the Sar Lazazel. So if that's the case, maybe it can have a mum. Kamash b'lan that there's a halacha. It's learned out from the word Lashem that the Sar Mishtaleach has to be perfect. It couldn't have a mum. Me, the Gemara was just bothered that why do I need a pasuk to tell me that the Sar Mishtaleach can't have a mum? Doesn't the Sar Mishtaleach have to be roy to be the Sar Lashem? Because at the end of the day, this is all going to be established by a girl. So it anyways can't have a mum for technical reasons. So the Gemara was able to address the technicality. Either Reb Shimon who holds if one of the animals dies, you could bring another one without a girl. So in that case, there won't need to be a girl. So maybe it's okay if it has a mum, or in the case where you apply it. But the bottom line is that we had a Gemara that says that the word Lashem in our sugya is marbid the Sar Mishtalech, that Sar Mishtalech with a mum, you're getting involved in all these surim of Bamum. We have another sugya in the parasha of Shchutei Chutz where the Torah says Lashem, and in that parasha the word Lashem is b'mar. Now the truth is, if you think about it, should the word Lashem be marbid Sar Mishtalech, or should it be m'ma'it the Sar HaMishtalech? So we know there were two Seirim that were brought to Yom Kippur. One went Lashem, and the other one went Lazazel. The Sar Lazazel, the Sar HaMishtalech, by definition, was not Lashem. Right? It was not Lashem. Sar Recha Lashem, the Sar Recha Lazazel. Here we have a sugi. Is the word Lashem Marv Sar HaMishtalech? Or is it Mamayit Sar HaMishtalech? You would think it's Mamayit Sar HaMishtalech. Because the Sar HaMishtalech is the Sar that, by definition, didn't go Lashem. The truth is that The Eben Ezra speaks that in Parshas Achrimos that he said he heard from Rabbeinu Shmuel. Rabbeinu Shmuel said that you want to know where the Sar Lazazel went. He says, I can't tell you. But one thing I will say, didn't go Lashem. Because Sar Echad Lashem, the other one Lazazel. As if to say the Hakrava wasn't Hakrava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, but it can't be Megalati. He says, when you'd be 33 years old, he has a whole riddle. Ramban says that the Eben Ezra was Nemon Ruach Mechasadavar. He was a trustworthy person. He knew how to keep a secret. He says, Avalania Rochel, this week's Staf Yoimi, Agala Soidai. He says, I can't control myself. I'm going to have to be Megala the Soid. And the Ramban goes on to say what exactly the secret of the Sar Lazazel is, but his point is that it wasn't Hakrava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was Hakrava to Sarish Al Esav. And it's a little bit of Sheichad, and just like Yaakov Avinu gave Sheichad to Esav in Parshas Vayishlach, this is Maisa of a similar bonum, that the Yidden would always give Sheichad, and on the holiest day of the year, they would get the Spitz Kapara came from the Sar Lazazel, right? The Spitz Kapara, which came from the Sar Lazazel, like the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Teshuva, that all came about through Sheichad. It was Sheichad to who? It was Sheikha Tassar Shalaisov. See, it wasn't Lashem. It actually went Lazazel. So the truth is, there is an element of the Sar Lazazel that physically didn't go Lashem. It's a Hakrova to Sar Shalaisov. It's technically not Lashem. Here we have a sugya. Is Lashem Marv Sar Mishtalech? Is it Mamar? It's Sar Mishtalech. Something to think about. Either way, Zakti Gemara, Mamar Mishram, Yitzhak Rebbe Yehuda, Avkabala Saddam. Yitzhak Rebbe Yehuda said that if someone is Makdish, an animal that has a mum, and then he's makrifit. So the Tanakhama said five laven. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda added, he said there's a sixth one. What was his sixth one? He said Kabbalah. Says the Gemara, my time, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, my brother, Pasuk says, Umoch, v'chassus, v'nasuk, v'karus. So this is one of the many psukim. There too it says, loy sakrivu l'Hashem. What's that loy sakrivu? Zu Kabbalah sadam. Shom Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, u'latanakama, hay loy sakrivu l'amali. According to Tanakhama, what do you do with the words loy sakrivu? Mibay loy l'zrika sadamim. It's coming to be marba zrika. Afraid the Gemara, zrika v'anafkli me'alam izbech. We had already in the original Braisa, it said the word me'alam izbech, that was marba. marbizrika. So what do I need this to be marbizrika? The Gemara says, urcha dekra de mishtoi hachi. No, we're being chayzer. The original drasha that we had to be marbizrika is not a good zrika. It's not a good drasha. What was that drasha again? It said, v'isha lo yisitnu mehem, referring to an animal with a mum, al hamizbeach l'ashem. So Pasha, the isha lo yisitnu mehem al mizbeach l'ashem is referring to the iser to put an animal with a mum on the fire on the mizbeach. But the Gemara darshan, the isha lo yisitnu mehem, meaning you can't put it on the fire. Al hamizbeach, you also can't put it on the mizbeach where it's not going on the fire. But now the Gemara is saying that the words al hamizbeach is just urcha dekra. You can't be marba anything from it. And therefore, I need this lo yisakriva to teach me zikra. Faith more, but yes, but the nam yurcha dekra hu. Okay, so if that's the case, if the Rabbanan couldn't darshan that al hamizbeach, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda also shouldn't be able to darshan that. So just like the Rabbanan need this lo yisakrivu to teach me zrika, not Kabbalah, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda should also need it to teach me zrika, not Kabbalah. So again, Hadra Kushya Laduchte, how does Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda know that if somebody does Kabbalah with an animal that has a mum, he gets Malkus? So the Gemara says, Enochinami, you're right. Ela Kabbalah is not Minali, Nafkale Miha. It says, Umiyad Benecha Loi Sakrivo. It says that you're not even allowed to be Makriv, the animal of a Eina Yehudi, even a non Jew's Kachim, you can't bring if it has a mum. And Zuhi Kabbalah Sadam, Sha'am Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Makar to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda that Kabbalah is going to be a problem. What does he do with that pasuk? He says, no, you need it for what the pasuk says, to teach me that even a non-Jew's carbon is a problem if it has a mum. Why would you think a non-Jew's carbon is different? Because the definition of a mum when it comes to a non-Jew's carbon is different. Thus, loishnabim is beach to do, but loishnabim is beach to don. Kamash mullah. It's true that you find differences between mumin as it relates to a benayach and as it relates to a yid, but that's only if it's being brought on a bum. But on the mizbeach, there's no difference. You could have thought there was a difference. The truth is, the first sugi Masechtas Tmura discussed kachem mizbeach, right? The beginning of the week, we were talking about kachem mizbeach, and we saw there's so many differences with kachem, I mean, not kachem mizbeach, kachem yoyv dekechavim. And we saw there's so many differences with kachem yoyv dekechavim. You have the halal, there's no pickle, there's no noisy, there's no tummy, there's no me'ila, Reb Yosi, Reb Shimon, they're always going to be oilos. Well, we had a whole bunch of different halachas as it relates to kachem yoyv dekechavim. So you would have thought that maybe there's no halacha woman either. Kamash Malon is a halacha. So the Chachamim say that Loi Sakriv was coming to teach me that even a goy's carbon that has a mum is a problem. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says it's coming to teach me that there's an Isser Kabbalah for an animal that has a mum. Lishna Achrina, another version of the aforementioned exchange. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Oymer, Afal Kabbalah Sadam. My time of the Chsiv, it says, Ma'uch v'kosos Loi Sakrivu Zu Kabbalah Sadam. V'zrika, Nafkele mi Alam Azbech. Zrika is learned out from Alam Azbech, like in the Braisa, in the beginning of the daf, and that pasuk is of Loisa Krivu is coming to teach me Kabbalah. Urabana nami tepeklu zrika menala mizbeach. So the Gemara says, Hachi nami, the elo Loisa Krivu the Moch lamai also. So according to Chachamim, what do they do with Loisa Krivu the Moch? Lebamas Yachid is coming to teach me that there's an issa to be makriv an animal that has a mum, even on a Bamas Yachid. Ul Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Haimi Boyle, Lebamas Yachid. Doesn't he also need it for Bamas Yachid? And Hachi nami, true. Elo sakrivu to Kabbalah minol. It's a hazard basis for you to know that there's an iser Kabbalah with an animal that has a mum. He learns it from Miyad Benechor loy sakrivu zu Kabbalah sadam. The pasuk that says he's not allowed to be makriv a goy's animal that has a mum. Rabbanon, what did the Rabbanon do with that pasuk? It's strict to teach me the halacha that you're not allowed to be makriv a non-Jew's animal that has a mum. So good. I mean, we would have thought I'll name with someone alam chusay ever. But bamed alayin do mananami nekabel minoy. Maybe even on the mizbeach we could be more meichel when it comes to a non-Jew's carbon. Kamash balon mikolayla the loy mekablinu. So that lishna achrina just had a few different nuances than the first lishna, but at the end of the day, ended up in the same place. And that is that this machloikis between Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Tanakama in the Braisa that we started with, whether if someone does Avoida with an animal that has a mum, he does Kabbalah, which you have to do. Is there a special law for Kabbalah or is there not a special law for Kabbalah? It comes down to how to understand the pasuk that says, Umiyad ben nechar, lo yisakrivu eslechem eloikechem yikolela, ki mashchasam bahem, mum bam, lo yeiratzu lochem. According to Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Yehuda, that's an extra pasuk. The pasuk is telling me that you can't take the non-Jew's carbon and be makrivit if it has a mum. Why would you think a non-Jew's carbon is different than a Jew's carbon? There's no svar. Says Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, this is just another pasuk. There's so many extra, quote-unquote, psukim in the parish of Amod. Not exactly, we have to darshan them. But this is just another pasuk that we need a darshan. And says Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, we accounted for the issa to be makdashit. We accounted for the issa to shechtit. We know you can't do zrika. You know you can't be makd a part of it. You can't be makd the whole thing. I mean, the only thing I'm left with at this point is Kabbalah. So says Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, this is a pasuk that's teaching me. You also can't do Kabbalah. So chalk it up as another lav for this person that was makriv, an animal that has a bone. Chum say no, I disagree. The pasuk's coming to teach me what the pasuk is. In mikri yoytzim idei pshuta. I need a pasuk to tell me that just like a yitz carbon that has a mum, you can't be makriv. An any Yehudi's carbon that has a mum, you also can't be makriv. Why would you think it's different? I mean, this is Kachem 101. There's so many differences in Kachem Yaakov. So you would have thought that this is also a difference. And by the way, in Mumin itself, you find differences. Because if a Yid's going to bring an animal on a Bama, he has one Shulchan Aruch as it relates to Mumin. And if a non-Jew's going to bring a carbon on a Bama, he has a different Shulchan Aruch as it relates to Mumin. So you see that the laws of Mumin are different for Kachem Yisrael and Kachem Yaakov as it relates to Bama. So I would have thought I would have had a Havamina, Ben Benoy Shal Havamina, the same is true on the Mizbeach. That no, when it comes to the Mizbeach, it's different. That meaning, there, the Kachay Yaakov are treated the same as Kachay Yisrael, and it's a pasuk. Umiyad benecha leisakrivu aslechem alekechem ikaleila ki mashchasim hem mum bam leiratzalachem. Even a benecha's carbon, even a benecha's carbon has the regular halachas of moving. Either way. So we began the daf with a brisa. The brisa says that just like you're not let it be makriv, an animal that has a mum, which from a high level, everyone's familiar with, right? We're learning Kachem now already. We're well into our second year. And everyone knows this halacha at this point. If you have an animal that has a mum, it has a blemish. I mean, the Torah is descriptive with certain examples of mumen. Sugyas that the Gemara discussed in the Masechtas Pchayrus. But for now, just from a 20,000 foot view, everyone knows this. That you can take an animal that has a mum and put it on the Mizbeach. The question is, if somebody does it, so how many lavin are there? Okay, so that's our sugya that we're learning right now. This is tucked away. This is Tmura Davov and Beis, Tmura Dav Zayin. We're not finished yet. Where the Gemara is talking about how many lavin. There's an issa to be makdishit. There's an issa to shechtit. Kabbalah. You can't do zrika. No one said anything about halacha. It sounds like halacha in and of itself is not an iser. Right? Halacha is even one of the dalet avodas, but it's sometimes treated differently. Zrika is a problem. Haktara, part of it, all of it. If you do all of it, you get malchus twice for part of it, all of it. What if you do shvicha shirayim with an animal that has a mum? So I think more than talk about. But either way, this is the price. And the price is said, Tanakama holds chamisha shemois, five lavin. Rabbi Yisbida added a six. He said you're going to get six as well. That's the takeaway from the sugya. Pashit. That it's not just one general lav. Yeah, bal mum. No. You have to sit down and really figure out how many lashes. Because we'll see soon there's malchus for this, right? And as a result, it chops a nafgamina. Four sets of makas, or five sets of makas, or six sets of makas. Big nafgamina if this is halacha lemaisa. But either way, this is the halacha over here as it relates to mum. But one interesting thing, and that is, you have all these psukim that we mentioned in the Parashas Emor, right? The psukim are very, very, very worried. There's another pasuk tucked away in Parashas Shoifter. So this is, literally, this is Sefer Vayikra Parashas Emor. Sefer Dvarim, Parashas Shoifter, Perik Yud Zayin, Pasagalov. It says, Lo Sizbach Lashem Elokecha Shorvase Asheyia Boy Mum Kol Davara Kisayav As Hashem Elokecha. You're not allowed to shecht an animal that has a mum. Kisayav As Hashem Elokecha. And the question is, Rabbeinu Shalom, what's this pasuk coming to teach me? It's impossible to figure out all the psukim in Parashas Emor. Now we have a Mishnah Torah in Parashas Shoftim, another pasuk. So what's this pasuk coming to teach me? Lo Sizbach Lashem Elokecha Shorvase Asheyia Boy Mum Kol Davara. Say Chazal, you know what this pasuk is coming to teach me? It's coming to teach me not only if the animal's mum is a mum kavua, do you have problems? But even if the mum is a mum oifer. So in Masechtas Becheiros, we talked a lot about this. There's two types of mum. There's a mum kavua, which is a mum that's here to stay. It's terminal. Then there's something called a mum oifer, which is something that's transient. An animal can have a mum, something which is a problem, but at the same time, it's going to pass. So the question is, when we talk about mumen, all these azaras, do they mean dafka mum kavua, or do they mean mum over as well? This pasuk say chazal, leisizbach l'ashem alekech ashar vaseh, ashir by mum, you know it's coming to be marba? It's coming to be marba, then not only are there isurim for mum kavua, but mum over as well. The question, however, is, the pasuk says leisizbach l'ashem alekech, all the pasuk says is shchita, and if all the pasuk says is shchita, so what about all the lavin that we just mentioned? We mentioned five lavin. 6 according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Are you going to have all those lavim by mum over as well? Or maybe only shechita? So if someone's makdish an animal that has a mum over, is there going to be an issa for being makdish an animal with a mum? L'chura, the parasha of Parashas Emor is referring to mum kavu. You have a pasuk that's marba mum over, but the riboy was only for leisizbach l'Hashem Elokecha. So what about all the other azars? What if someone does rika? What if somebody does haktar? So the truth is, the Rambam talks about this in the beginning of Hilchos Asurim Mizbeach, and the Rambam says after he brings all the lavin, echad ba'mum kavua, oy ba'mum oyver, im hikrivu oyver b'chol elu, shenema leisizbach l'Hashem Elokecha shor vaseh asheyir ba'mum. Either way, so the Rambam says that it's poshet, that even though it says in the pasuk leisizbach l'Hashem Elokecha, it doesn't only mean shechita, but rather shechita b'chlal hoya, it's not only this. So once we have all these different lavin as it relates to mum kavua, now I have one riboy, one pasuk with regards to shechita as it relates to the mum oiver. What we say is that it's not only going to be true for the mum kavua, it's going to be true for the mum oiver as well. So a little bit more gemara, and then we'll pick up on this note. But either way, just to understand all these psukim, right? Sometimes the pasuk pshat is the best raid. So the pasuk pshat is we're learning pasuk after pasuk after pasuk in parashas Emor that talk about mumen, and then you have another pasuk in parashas Shoftim. Yeah, because there's two parashas of mumen. There's mum kavua and there's mum oiver. The mum kavua is all the psukim of Parashas Emor. Mum oiver is that one pasuk tucked away. Even though by mum oiver it says only leisizbach, so you could have had a hamamin. It's only shechita. No, really, all these lavin that we're talking about are true both for mum kavua and they're true for mum oiver. Says the Gemara, maskifla reish lakish. Now, usually maskifla sounds like a real kasha, right? Maskifla, you're coming with a tkifus, right? So. Said, but in this Gemara, it's clear that Reish Lakish didn't have a kasha. It was more like an ibayelo. It was a shayla, not a kasha. So, maska for Reish Lakish, shemba loy shaninu el batam shenasa balmum va'over the ibamum mikare dikla balmuhu. He said, this halacha that you're not allowed to be makdish an animal that has a balmum, is that only true for an animal that was once a tam and then afterwards it developed a mum, or would it be true even for an animal that was born with a mum? Now, a little bit of background. That's poshut, that this iser, to be makdish, an animal that has a mum, is only true if the hekdish that you're making is kachim mizbech. It's a little bit of a hard gemar. It's only true if the hekdish is going to be kachim mizbech. So again, whenever you talk about hekdish, there's two subcategories, and really within each subcategory, the pyramid gets lower and lower. Meaning, this kachim mizbech and this kachim mizbech. Person decides he wants to make a donation. $180 to hekdish. Okay, so you have to be more specific. You want your money to go towards the mizbech? We should bring karbanos with this money? Or do you want your money to go to Bedek HaBayis, right? This basic overhead that they had in the Beis HaMikdash. So do you want it to go to pay the electric bill for a month? Or do you want it to go to bring oilers and shlomims, right? Where do you want the money to go? And you could choose. You were able to pick and choose what you wanted to do. Depending on what you decided, that determined the type of hektish that this money or this item was now going to have. There are differences in halacha between something that has the kedusha of kachem mizbech and something that has the kedusha of kachem mizbech. They're both hektish. They're both subject to the laws of me'ila, for example. But at the same time, there are differences. The definition of kachem mizbech is different than the definition of kachem mizbech. They're not one and the same. And you get to decide, this is your free will, I can pick and choose where my donation goes. I can decide I want it to go to Kachay Mizbeach, or you can decide that it should go to Kachay Bedek HaBayis. That's a choice that you have. That's number one. Number two, within the world of Kachay Mizbeach, there were two types of Kachay Mizbeach. There was Kachay Mizbeach, where a person goes to Hekdesh with an animal. He says, I have an animal. This is a perfect animal. There's no mum, anything. I want this to be an oila. I want this animal physically to go on the Mizbeach. That's going to be kachim mizbeach. Obviously, you want it to go on the mizbeach. But not only is it going to be kachim mizbeach, it's going to have what's called kedushas haguf of kachim mizbeach. Because what you said is, I want this physical animal to go on the mizbeach. Bezin doesn't have a right to take this animal now, sell it, use the money to buy another animal. No. I told you I want this animal to go on the mizbeach. So the animal's guf is now kadosh to go on the mizbeach. You can't even be paid it unless it gets a mum, right? This is the halach of kachim mizbeach with the kedusha is affecting the guf, literally the anatomy of the animal, as opposed to where somebody comes to Hekdesh and he writes a check $180, go buy a nice animal, put it on the mizbech, it's on the house. Right? That's what you want. So in that case, even if it's kachet mizbech, but the money, you can't take the check and put it on the mizbech, right? That's chulun bazar. That's not something you could do. But what you could do is you buy the animal. Now the animal's going to go on the mizbech. So there, the money has kedusha. It's kodshe mizbeach, but not kedusha zakuf, because the guf of the money is not what's kodesh. It's just that there's a kedusha. What's referred to as kedusha is done, and the value of the money represents kedusha. Then you can be poided. There's a whole bunch of different. So again, this kachem is beach, this kachem bedag bais. Within the world of kachem is beach, this kedusha is aguf, this kedusha is gomen. We're gonna have here a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, which is a little bit unclear. But the crux, spoiler alert, the crux of the machlokes really is this halacha that you're not allowed to be makdish, an animal that has a mo. That's poshut, that isser is only for kachim mizbeach. It's not true for kachim bedek abayis, right? What are you supposed to do if you have an animal that's a woman you want to be makdashay? You're supposed to give it the kachim bedek abayis. We'll see that soon. I mean, if you want to be makdashay. What we're discussing is, of course, kachim mizbeach. Kachim mizbeach. The Torah says, v'ishol yisidnu mayan. Alam mizbeach, Hashem. This is all related to kachim mizbeach. What about if I want to be makdashay, kachim mizbeach, but the kedusha is dom in variety? Is it still going to be an issue, or is it not going to be an issue? Is it only if I want it to be kedusha like guf kachim mizbeach, where the Torah says not only can you be makrivit, you can't even be makdish? It's again, we're discussing the iser to be makdish an animal that has a mo, which we know relates only to kachim mizbeach. Is it only kedusha like guf kachim mizbeach, or is it even kedusha dom in kachim mizbeach? What's the svara? It's very simple. Is it only kedusha like guf where I want the animal to go on the mizbeach? It has a mo that you can't do. Because it has a mum, how can you be makdish to go on the mizbech? But if it's only the kedusha's domim, I was never makdish or no. You can't make an animal that has a mum kachim mizbech. Even if you don't want the animal per se to go on the mizbech. Or besa'at ha-sheiches mit mizbech. Because it's kedusha's kachim mizbech. That's really too much. Either way, Reish Lakish said, he cleared a shayla. He didn't clear this shayla. These are not the words of his shayla, but this is what's underpinning the shayla. His question was like this: if someone has an animal that was born with a mom, and now he was makdishit, is he over this isra bal takdishu? Is he not over this bal takdishu? What was his shayla? His shayla was that it was posha to him, Reish Lakish, that if you have an animal that was born with a mom, then chances are, in your mind, you knew that this animal could never go on the mizbeach. If it was once a tamim and then it developed a mum, so it has a little bit more shaychus in your mind to be able to go on the mizbeach. But if it was born a bar mum, then certainly not. And if that's the case, you probably view it in your mind as only being able, as its relationship to kachem mizbeach only being a kedushas domin relationship. If that's the case, you never intended it to have kedushas aguf. If that's the case, it shouldn't be yoyfer. Because Reish Lakish is presupposing that the iser bal takdishu is for sure only going to be kedushas aguf of kachem mizbeach. So if that's the case where it was born with a mum, where you know in your head it can't have kedushas aguf, so over there I for sure meant kedushas aguf and meant kedushas aguf. I shouldn't be yoyfer because Reish Lakish's sheet is going to be, and is, that if I was makdish and kedushas dom kachem mizbeach, it's not going to be a problem. Bishlam, if it was once a tom and then it developed a mum, so maybe in my mind I somehow thought that it has shaykhis to kedushas aguf. So when I was makdish, I meant to be makdish and kedushas aguf on the mizbeach, therefore there's going to be a halacha of bal takdishu, you're going to get malchus for that, you'll be over a lot. But in the case where that it was born with a mum, so I never really thought in my head that this ever had a shaykhis and kedushas aguf. So maybe in that case, it shouldn't be a problem. It should be like someone's makdash a dekel. If someone's makdash a dekel, what he thought the dekel could go on the mizbech, the dekel's a tree. But he thought the tree can go on the mizbech, there wouldn't be a loisak tishu for that. So maybe there shouldn't be a loisak tishu here either. Amalei Reb Chiya bar Yosef. Reb Chiya bar Yosef asked Reish Lakish, he said, I don't hear your shayla. I mean, I hear the lumdus of the shayla, he said. Hard shayla, but I hear it. But the pasuk gives examples of mumin. And the pasuk says, Saru of a kolik siv parsha. The hanibali mumin meikara. Some of the cases of the Torah are cases where these are blemishes that the animal was born with. And if that's the case, these are mumin de meikara. And still the Torah mentions all the lav, and one of which is loisak tishu. Amalesa, he told him, Shema loishaninu elabatmura. Maybe the parsha of the Torah, where the Torah says, there's an iser bal saktishu, even for an animal that was born with a mum, is referring not to a case where a person just said, I want this to be hektish, but where somebody was makdish something through the medium of tmura. Right? Tmura is another way of being makdish something. And you find certain kulois. There are certain things you can do with an animal that has a mum, if you makdish it through tmura, than in the traditional way. So Reish Lakish said that maybe it's the pasuk that says that you could be, or there would be an issa to be makdish, an animal that was born with a mum, is only in the tmura way, but in the conventional way, maybe not. And that was Rish Lakish's shayla. So the Gemara says, you can't tell me that pasuk means tmura. I mean, you can't tell me that the psukim that say there's an isa b'asaktishu, even for an animal that has a mum eikara, means when you makdish it through tmura. Because Rabbi Yana said, the chabura nimnu v'gamru, the chabura took a vote, and they concluded that Amakdish Mamun Megami Mizbech over Mishum Kamisha Shemus, which was essentially the price that we started with. Viba Tmura, if you're going to tell me that this is all in the Tmura context, Shisha Avin, there should be a six. And Rabbi Yechon is trying to prove from here, again, this is a hard Gemara. But Rabbi Yechon is trying to prove from here is that if someone makes something Hektish, Al Yidei Tmura, and that something was a mum, you're not even over this about Saktisha. Because if we're doing the math, trying to figure out how many Lavin you can be over in the context of mumin, there should always be a little asterisk that says, oh, by the way, if it's Tmura, you can tack on Tmura. Elamai, there's no Isser mum when it comes to Tmura, for whatever the reason. But the bottom line is, he can't tell me the Pasuk is talking about Tmura, because we know there's no Isser Bali mumin in terms of being Makdish for sure when it comes to Tmura. So the Gemara says, Elamai, Bilbam Mumeikare. So it must be that you see, even by Bal Mumeikare, am I lucky? Diklabalm, who's Rish Lakish says, I don't understand Rabbi Yochanan. Then why do you get Malkus? You think the person thought that this animal that was born with a mum could go on the Mizbech? In his mind, he knew it was going to be Kedusha's Domin. So if he knew it was going to be Kedusha's Domin, why is there a Bal Takdisha? Because Rish Lakish assumes that there is a Bal Takdisha only if you Makdish an animal with a mum, Kachem Mizbech, Kedusha's Aguf. Amalei. So you know what? You know what Rabbi Yochanan told him? He told him, "Dikla lav zila milsa min etzim hu ba mumei karazil milsa kimin eshavik tamav aktish balim mumei mechayev." He said, "I disagree with your whole premise, Rish Lakish." This is the rest of the story of what Rabbi Yochanan saying. "I disagree with your premise. You're assuming that the is about taktish was only kedushas mizbeach kedushas agot. No, it's true for kachin mizbeach, even kedushas domin as well." And that's because, and the reason is because the yisoid of the iser, the yisoid of the iser bal taktishu is that it's a bezoyin, it's a zilzal. Why take an animal that has a blemish and be makdish at? Take an animal that doesn't have a blemish, and you have the same exact zilzal, whether you're being makdish at kedushas aguf or whether you're being makdish at kedushas domim. And it's for that reason Rabbi Yochanan said that's why this is going to be a problem. Dekel by dekel, there's no zilzal. So if someone's makdish at dekel, you're right. I happen to agree with you. If someone's makdish a dekel, there's no bal taktishu. Because a dekel, what's the zilzal? There's no zilzal by being makdish a dekel. But over here, we are taking an animal, and the animal like has a shaychus to kachim mizbech, and you're being makdish an animal with a mum for kachim mizbech, there I see zilzal. Good. That's Rabbi Yechon's one. Bottom line is, machlis Rabbi Yechon, Rish Lakish, whether this about taktishu is only if you're makdish a kachim mizbech, kachim mizbech, or even if you're makdish a kachim mizbech, kachim mizbech, kachim mizbech, another lusha, another version of what Rabbi Yechon meant to say, Amalei told him, afilu hachi, bazio milsa, the dekel leka b'minoi loy laki, lafugi ba'mo, b'kivi dek b'minoi laki, meaning, if someone's makdish a dekel, there's no zilzal, and I agree with you, Rish Lakish, that's not going to be a problem, but if someone takes an animal, and that has a mum, being that it's shaykh to the mizbeach, and you're makdish a kachim mizbeach, even if it's kedushas damim, it's going to be a problem. Rav is an asher. Don't matter me the bal mum the lucky. Mishum the balzim will say. Now the Rabbi Yechon said that the reason this is about takdishu is because of the zayin. I feel makdish le l'dmei nesachim nami lachi. The lucky would be that if someone's makdish an animal, kedushas damim. Rabbi Yechon holds kedushas ha guf, kedushas mizbeach, kedushas damim is also going to be the isabal sakdishu. Says Rava, that's going to be true not only if you want the proceeds of your kachim mizbeach, kachim kedushas damim to go to buy a carbon, even if you want it to go for the nesachim. I mean, you could have thought that I am taking an animal, I want this animal to be kadosh, you could sell it, you don't have to put this animal dafka on the mizbeach, but I want it to go for an animal. So you're bimakdish an animal that's going to go to be used to be makriv an animal on the mizbech. And the animal that you were makdish had a mum. So even if you did it in the kedushas domim way, that's a bizarre. But if I want if the end game that I want is not to put an animal on the mizbech, to put the sachem on the mizbech, then maybe I don't care about the animal so much. So even if the animal has a mum, look at it as a dekel ba'alma. Maybe there's not going to be a zilzal. Rava said not that way. If it comes down to bazi milsa, I don't think it matters if the end result that you're trying to accomplish is put an animal on the mizbech or put the sachem on the mizbech. At the end of the day, if you're taking an animal, kachim mizbech with a mum, that's already a bizarre. The Gemara says, "Tanya gavazi de Rava." Bring your raya to Rava. Nedava taso is so the pasuk. One of the psukim that talk about the halachas of a balmum not going on the mizbeach says, "V'shar v'sesa ruv akalut nedavet hasa oisai ulenedalei ratzit." Now, by the way, we'll see if we have time at the end of the daf. We'll speak on some rain on this, but just the simple reading of the pasuk, "V'shar v'sesa ruv." So you have an animal that has a mum. What do you do with an animal that has a mum? Nedavet hasa oisai Yeah, nedava, yeah. Neder not. So what's Pashim Shad in there? What's the difference? What's the difference in a neder and a nedava? A neder is a pledge. A nedava is an actual donation, right? A nedava is a rezu. You actually wrote the check. COD. Neder is, yeah, I'll pledge it. Bill me monthly. That's a neder. A neder is a pledge. Hare away, yeah. Chai bachray is, nedava is you actually wrote the check, right? If you give someone a check and then the person loses the check, so okay, you're not chai bachray, I gave you the check, you know. You shouldn't have lost it. If you make a pledge, then you have a chiyuv achreis. That's usually the difference. So the pasuk sounds like it's saying that if you have an animal, that's a bal mum. Nedava, yeah. Neder not. Says the Gemara, we have to talk fast now. Nedava tasois, is that kachet pedagavais? It's referring to kachet pedagavais. The ain't liyela nedava. That's only true for nedava. Meaning, avada, you can't put it on the mizbeach even as a nedava. What it means is you can use it for kachet pedagavais. Neder minayin, talmud loy mar, ula neder. Meaning, if you have an animal that has a mum, it has to go for kachim betagabais. You can't put it on the mizbeach. What type of kachim betagabais? Neder, nedava, either one. Yachla would have thought, I feel the kachim mizbeach. I would have thought you could use it for kachim betagabais. Kachim mizbeach. Tamalayim ula neder la yiratza. Zed kachim mizbeach. Veinli ala neder, nedava midayin. How do you know you can't use it for nedava of mizbeach? Tamalayim mar nedava. So it says nedava. So again, what the Gemara is doing is, it says, v'sharva sesaru v'kolet nedava tasa oisai ula neder lo yiratz. It sounds like the pasuk is distinguishing between neder and nedava. So of course not. It's not what it's doing. There's no chilvi neder and nedava. There's a chilvi that kachim is bech and kachim betagabayas. If it's kachim betagabayas, it could be a neder or a nedava. If it's kachim is bech, it cannot be a neder or a nedava. That's the point. Rabbi Yomi, Rabbi says, lo yiratze, barzah zgufa yakasa medaber. So it's not clear what Rabbi wants to say. Hainu tanakamo. Isn't Rabbi, what's Rabbi saying? So the Gemara, my laba hokam, this is probably the machlokes. Tanakamo, sabba tanakamo, holes, afila akdashe ledmei nesachin, nami loki. The Rabbi sabba barzah zgufa yaloki. There must be some machlokes over here. And maybe the machlokes is when we say that you're not allowed to take an animal that has a mum and make it kachim mizbeach. The question is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it says it's even true for kachay damim, for the kedushas damim type of kachim mizbeach. Is it only if the end result is going to be an animal, then I can't use an animal? What if it's going to be for nezachin? Maybe that's the machloikis. Shema amino. It says more about the oisoy lamali. The word for ella is a misnomer here. It's not the ella. Ella sounds like a henshach. The question is oisoy lamali. Meaning, going back to the original pasuk that we this pasuk, v'shar v'ses seruah v'kol nedav v'tasa oisoy ulenedale. So we just darshan this pasuk and we left out the word oisai. How do you darshan the word oisai? Oisai tasa nedava, viata oisai tamim nedava. Very important halacha. That you're allowed to take an animal that has a mum and make it in a nedava. But if you have a tamim, an animal that doesn't have a mum, you can't make it in a nedava. This is the makar. Mikan amru, hamaktish tamimim lebedek habayis over base. So if an animal has a mum, what are you supposed to do with it? Nedava tasa oisai, you're supposed to use it for lebedek habayis. But only oisai lebedek habayis. If it doesn't have a mum, you're not allowed to use it lebedek habayis. This is the makar. That an animal that has a bal mum has to go to Bedek Abayis, an animal that's a tamim cannot go to Bedek Abayis. It goes both ways. How do you know that an animal that's a tamim, that doesn't have a mum, can't go lebedek habayis, and if you do, it's a loisase. The word oisai is certainly not a loisase. How do you know a loisase? Brace yourself. Shenema, you know what a loisase is? This Gemara is a pella. Vayedaber Hashem amoyshaleimah. That's a loisase. Limer dala parasha shehibalav. Divir Rav. Amalei Rebbe the Bar Kapara. My mashma. So Rebbe asked Bar Kapara. He says, where do you see that? Amalei dechsev leimah. You know what leimah means? Loi neimah. Loi betalamid, right? Loi neimar. It means no. So anytime it says leimar, anaya maisa. Every leimar in the Torah is a loi sase. So the loi neimar bedvar. But Rabbi Yami, they said it a little bit. Leimar means loi emar. Go tell them no. Right? Go tell them no. Meaning tell them it's a loi. It's a lock. Loi amo emar. Exclamation mark. But regardless, leimar is the loi sase. So in this parish of Mumim, there's a leimar. And Lamer somehow teaches me that this halacha, that you're not allowed to take an animal that's a tamim and put it in the gabayis, is somehow going to be a loisase. Obviously, you have to know why in this part, sugya, the Gemara darshins the word Lamer, and all the other vayedabra Hashem al-Moshe Lamers in the Torah don't suggest loisases. Regardless, itmar, amale, evar, balmum, lekam, mizbeach. Somebody takes the evarim of a balmum and he puts on the mizbeach. Amar, Rabba says, oime, mishum, balsaktir, kuloi, umishum, balsaktir, miksasoi. So if you took all the evarim of an animal, call it an oila. All the evarim of an oila, and you were makter on the mizbeach, you're going to get malchus twice for the akhtara. Because you were makter some of them, and you were makter all of them. Each one is a lav. Abayu amar ein loikin a lav shebechlolois. You're only going to get one. You're not going to get two. Because being that all the Evarim, and some of the Evarim are both learned down from the same Pasuk, whatever that Pasuk was earlier in the Sugya. So it's from the same Pasuk. So one Pasuk can never be get to Lavin. That's this Gemara's definition of Lav Shebecholos means different things in different Sugyas. But for now, that's what the Lav Shebecholos means. Right? What were the five Shemois? We're coming full circle. We're back to Tiufta Dabaya. Feels like yesterday's stuff. Tiufta Dabaya. So we had five Shemois. Balsak Tishu, you know, a shech that you can't do Zrika, and two for Akdara. Not one for Akdara, two for Akdara. I'm not Baya, but Gavrik Tani. No. It's not one person can be over five. It's possible to be over five. If you makter some of them, you'll have this lav. If you makter all of them, you'll have that lav. One person can be over four. He can't be over five. It's not the same person. But the Gemara says, Iba Gavri, over, Ivrin me by Olay. It's not over, it's Ivrin. Then, grammar, Elopshit Bechad Gavro, Vitufta Dabaya. That's the second Tufta Amra Baya. No. Apik Akhtaras Mikhtasai, Vail Kabbalah Saddam. Take out the word Akhtaras Mikhtasai, Vail Kabbalah Saddam. Meaning, Abaya is going to hold the fifth one is for Kabbalah. Faith to Kabbalah, Kabbalah Saddam, Rabbis Yehuda Islay. The Tanakama last day, Rabbis Yehuda, and the price of mentioned Kabbalah Saddam. Tanakama clearly are. Lishnachrino. Vamid the savior of Yehuda, the Rashi Rabbana. No, it's clear that the Rashi says the Gemara, it's in Drittenmo, Tufta, the Abaya. You have a very befitting way to end the daf. Again, in the previous sugya, maybe the halacha is like Abaya. But regardless, Tiufta, the Abaya, Tiufta, we have time for one hour. The last pasuk that we darshaned was this pasuk in the Parasha movement where it says, V'shor v'aseh, sarua v'kalut, nedovet hasa oisai, ulenedelo yiratz. The simple reading of the pasuk seems to be saying, if you're being mavasedra, immediately you're going to look at Unkelus and Rashi and the Ramban, because at first glance, what's the pasuk say? So you have an animal that's a sarua kolot, meaning it has mumim, these are mumim kavuim. Says the Torah, you want to bring it as a carbon, nedovet hasoisa, nedov is okay, ulened alo yirat, which at first glance is tzarechi and gadol. Because what's the difference between a neder and a dava? A neder is where a person says, harei olai oila. He takes upon himself, doesn't go to a specific animal and say, I want this animal to be an oila, but he makes a more general pledge to bring a carbon oila. Nedava is where he goes to an animal and he says, harei zu. What's the difference between neder and nedava? It's a mission in the first parak of Masechtas Megillah. It's in the Ein Bein. Ein Bein, neder, and nedava. The difference is the chi of achrayas. If I say harei zu, so it's only this. If something happens to this, I'm not obligated anymore. If he says harei olai, that's a real obligation, and it's a chi of asgavra. Now, if something happens to a specific animal that I had in mind, maybe should be the animal that I'm going to use to fulfill my neder, I'll have to replace it. Because the obligation is not chal on the animal, but rather it's a personal obligation that I have. Regardless, you can have kachim mizbeach of neder, you can have kachim mizbeach of nedava. So at first glance, when the pasuk says v'shar v'ses the ruva kol nedava tasoy zul and neder leiratza, the pasuk is avi requires a lot of beer. And the Gemara already addressed it. And the Gemara says that the way you have to read the pasuk is that the pasuk, when it says nedava tasoy, it doesn't mean nedava kachim mizbeach. What it really means is nedava of koche bedek kabayas. And really, there is no difference between a neder and a nedava. Neder and a nedava could sometimes be okay, sometimes not okay. What it really depends on is it a neder and a nedava of koche bedek kabayas, or is it a neder and a nedava of koche mizbech? And the way you read it is, v'shar v'ses through of a kolot, nedava tasa oisoi, ule neder, if it's koche bedek kabayas. Another way to read it is, v'shar v'ses through of a kolot, Nedava tasoy say ulineda lo yirats. Neder and nedava will both not be okay when, if you, what you're trying to accomplish is ritzu, you want to put it on the mizbeach to bring it as a card. But the point is, the difference is not neder and nedava. The difference is going to be between kachem mizbeach and kachem bedek abayis. The Ramban in his Pirush al Torah is bothered with this drasha, just in Pashup Shad and reading the Pasuk. The Pasuk does not sound like it's making a chiluk between Kachem Mizbeach, Kachem Bedek Abayis. It sounds like it's making a chiluk between Neder and Adava. And if that's the case, how do you understand Pashup Shad in this Pasuk? Says the Ramban, V'yitochen shenesakin b'yishuv loshen amikra. That in terms of Pashup Shad in the Pasuk, I think you have to read it as follows. He says, Kebavur, sheroiva nedavois lebedek abayis. He says, if you go through Tanakh, most times, you find the pasuk referring to someone making a donation to Bedek Abayis, you're going to find the word nedava. It says, kol nediv lev heviu es trumas Hashem. That's in Parshas Pekudei, referring to the money that was brought, all the kesef, the zav, and the nechayshis that was brought for the Mishkan. You find ani biyoshel levavi his nadafti. That's regarding the donations that were made for the Beis Hamikdash and Divrei Hayamim Aleph. By Bayesheni, it says they came and they brought money. It says imanu dava lebeis alokim. Another pasuk in Malachim Beis. It says kol kesef ashiyala aleiv ish lahavi beis Hashem. He says, go look, pukhazi, pasuk after pasuk after pasuk. When people were donating money to Beit HaGabayis, you always find the word nadava. The flip side says, whenever you find people giving money for karbanos, you always find the word neder. Lecha ezbach zevach toida, v'shem Hashem ekra, nedare l'Hashem Hashale. Why is it nedare? Why is it not the nedava? Avei veischa ba'oilois, ashalim lecha nedare. Olai alikim nedarecha, ashalim toidas lach. This is the Ramban. So says the Ramban, you often find nedava associated with Beit HaGabayis, and you find neder associated with Kachim Mizbeach. So says the Ramban, I think that's Pashim Shan in the Pasuk. Visharva says the Ruah, we call it nedava taso isai. Nedava, Kachim Beit HaGabayis. Ule neder lo yiratze, that's Kachim Mizbeach. Which is essentially what the Gemara said in our daf, but in the Pshutei Shel Mikra, it's just a much easier way to read the pasuk. What do you mean? You could have nedava and neder for Kachim Beit HaGabayis. You could have nedava and neder and Kachim. That's true, technically speaking. No one's arguing with it. But at the same time, al pi aroiv, Kachim Beit HaGabayis is nedava, and Kachim Mizbeach is going to be neder. But what's the pshat? What's the pshat? What's the difference between a neder and a nedava? Nedava, you always find, says the Ramban, it's associated with lev. Kol nediv lev. When a person gives a nedava, he's writing a check. Harezu. It's not a pledge. It's very easy to make a pledge. A nedava is you're physically writing. He says nedava comes from nedivas alev. There's much more hearts in a nedava than there is in a neder. That's why the Mishnah says in Masechtas Nedarim, daf yudam and aleph, kinidre rishayim is okay. Kinidve rishayim is not a lush and neder. Rishayim make nedarim. Ksherim make nedavas. So pasha, it's related to the Chiyav Achrayas, but there's more than that, because nedava comes from nediva salev. Neder, a pledge? Yeah, it's very easy to make a pledge. Yeah, it's very simple. Nedava, no, you actually have to do something. You have to write a check. You're doing. Harezu is fundamentally different than Harelai. It's fascinating, right? Think about it. Harelai is just some, yeah. Harezu is tachlis. So it says the Ramban, for some reason, that when it came to Kachim Beit HaGabayis, there was more of a nediva salev. That was just the metzius. And therefore you find nedava, nedava, nedava. When it came to the Darim, it wasn't so much. So I'll tell you something nice that I found when we were learning Masechtas Erechin, and I think today's the appropriate time to mention it. And that is, in Daznayim L'Toyra, Rav Zalman Saratsky, the Lutzkerov. So we learned the Gemara in Masechtas Erechin, Daf Chav Dalet Aleph, the last Gemara of the, I think, seventh parak of Masechtas Erechin. And it said over there, the Pasuk says, Kodesh Lashem, it's in the parish of Erechin. And we learn from there, Stam Hektish is the Beit HaGabayis. That if a person is Machtish something and he doesn't explain, should it go for Kachem Mizbech or Kachem Beit HaGabayis? So Stam Hektish is Beit HaGabayis. One of the themes of today's daf. Stam Hektish is the Beit HaGabayis. Says the Lutzker Rav, Yard the Torah L'Soif Daiteh Shal HaMachtish. Shem Min HaStam He noite yoisel lebed gabayis melakoche hamizbeach. He says, "Ubeemes, the truth is das toyer hila hepach. Shari bed gabayis vabayis bechlal him rak machshirei carbon. What is more kedusha? Kachim hamizbeach or kachim bed gabayis? Exactly. Shkachim bed gabayis is only machshirei carbon. Ve'en binyan beis hamikdash toicha shabbos. Aval akorbanos l'Hashem hema ikaru matara lebinyan gabayis. Ve'yesh karbanos shem toicha mesa shabbos. Aval pikin hamachdash stam kavanosoy lebed gabayis. You know why? Because then he gets a plaque. So us tiets it costs him this lot. Aval carbon, the animal nisraf, vein zechalai. Who knows the carbon? Because 7 years ago they brought a carbon oil and it was your oil. It's gone. Beit HaGabayis there. In quotations. V'davar zeh efshel lumoy b'maisa mishkon. And he says, you can see that from the Maisa Mishkon. Sha'al binyonah huvu b'nei Yisrael anoshim v'noshim zov v'kesef v'nechoshes. Right, when they made the first big campaign in Klal Yisrael, it was for the Mishkon. V'yikuli truma. You know what happened? There was too much money. Moshe Rabbeinu put up a sign, we are no longer accepting donations. They wouldn't. It's a pasuk. It says "Dai ba'oser" because everybody wanted to be involved. Everybody wanted shekaspei v'zahava yisharu lezichrim bebeis Hashem. But what happened with the machzus? What happened with the machzus hashekel? Machzus hashekel she mehim mevin karbonis. They had to start counting a month earlier. It was already have a whole mesach tishkolim. He says why? He said I don't understand when they collected for the. He said because for the mishkan it was never a problem raising money. That they always had. But when it came to the karbonis, then already it was more challenging. So he says it's because that's just that's balabayas. That's balabayas is. Now you donate towards a building. There, you have something. Tzidkasei medes lad. Stam hektish is about, this is mamish this Ramban. That when it comes to bedek abayis, it's nedava, it's kol nediv leiv. There was always an edivus associated with bedek abayis. But when it came to the karbanos, people didn't want, to get involved with that. There was nedal pledge, arei olai. That's already a real light. That's already in the within the realm of Nadara. Regardless, but the Lutzkarov says that even though that's the way it is, but he says it's hepech das Torah. Das Torah, you see, just the opposite. That really the karbonis, what's the ikur kedusha? The ikur kedusha is the zav and the kesef and the nechayches. No, that was all the machsher. You need a beis hamikdash and it's supposed to be beautiful. But the ikur kedusha was of course the karbonis, the oil and the chattas and the shlamim. And that was kachim mizbeach. For some reason, when it came to that, you had a schlep. I don't know if this context to this Lutzkarov, but you know, it's yadua that the Lutzkarov was very involved in the Vada Yeshivas and he spent many, many days and nights raising money for yeshivas and making sure that the zvulins of the world were supporting the yisachars. There's a classic drasha, yisachar zvulin, in that day of Adibra that we've spoken about a few times from the Lutzkarov. Perhaps that's some of the rest of the story of this hergish and feeling that there was money for buildings and the tzidkasa yoymedes laz, but when it came to supporting the oilis and the tzayin kodeshim, maybe that's something that was a little bit more of a struggle. We'll end on that note.